You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Ben. The Australian banking results have been very good. Commonwealth Bank profits up 14%, ANZ 13% up, National Australian Bank 16% gain. What do you make of these record earnings in the Australian banking sector?
Good morning, Julian and David. That was a very interesting introduction there, and BFM listeners, of course. You can't really argue with the numbers, can you? They're terrific numbers right across the board. But I think outside of the cash profit, which is the major metric used by the banks here, which takes out one-off items and these kind of things, we did see all four of the big four banks grow their cash profits significantly. But what's more important, I think, for these banks is the dividends that they pay. To that end, to a large degree, it doesn't really matter what the cash profits are, as long as they can maintain or sustain these dividends, and it looks as if they can, certainly for next year and beyond. And I think that is where the market has had a very much an insatiable appetite for these stocks because of the dividend yield in this low interest rate environment across the globe. Dividend yields are all the rage, and the banks are paying sort of 5.5% and 6.5%. And that's what's keeping investors very, very interested in them. Now, of course, we can make an argument. The provisions for bad loans have come down, and that's probably in light of the property market doing quite well, with unemployment also staying at relatively reasonable levels. Overall, it was almost faultless. I guess the only thing that got in the way of the share market performance was the fact that the expectations are at dizzying highs every time these banks report their numbers. So even if we get a result that comes largely in line with expectations, sometimes the market reaction is actually negative because investors and traders have been pricing in just something completely astronomical, basically. So good numbers and sustainable dividend. So really, although they're going ex-dividend at the moment over the next couple of days, there's still going to be a groundswell of support and momentum behind the trading of these banks, I would suggest.
And talking about the property sector, housing prices in Sydney have surged about 13% in the 10 months to October this year. And property comprises about 60% of Australians' wealth against a global average of only 45%. Australian households are also indebted to the extent of 150% of annual income. Are you concerned of a bubble and its consequences on the Australian economy?
Yeah, this bubble talk I just don't really understand where it's coming from, because we're not even in a housing boom here at the moment, but already we're starting to hear about a potential housing bubble. It's come from all quarters of the economy as well, and there's been no shortage of analysts prepared to say that the Australian property market is in a bubble. But as I said, I can only respond to that by saying, well, we need to have a boom before we have a bubble, and there has not been a boom yet. So housing prices are going up, sure. There are signs there that there could be some better times ahead. But those numbers that you just mentioned are for Sydney. If you go out into other parts of Australia, for instance, on the Gold Coast, which is in Queensland, housing prices aren't going up. So we need to see all sectors of the economy here in Australia, or all sectors of the property market, moving in unison before A, we can call a boom, and B, then we can start to discuss maybe a bubble. But obviously, it's a very low interest rate environment. Property prices have been depressed for some time. The macroeconomic calendar is starting to look a lot better. China's in reasonable shape. So sure, property is, it's well within its rights to be moving in a positive sense. So It's just interesting. You consider some of these, some shares on the Australian stock market too that spring to mind. James Hardie and another one is Boral. They're both leveraged heavily into the housing recovery or a potential for a housing boom here in Australia. The share price appreciation has just run completely out of sight for both those stocks on expectations of this property boom or property bubble. But I keep coming back to the point, we're not there yet. But, you know, it certainly doesn't stop investors pricing in better days ahead. Obviously, you know, with the stock market being a forward-looking indicator, we can understand that. But just to illustrate my point, once again, it's certainly no bubble to discuss yet, only because we haven't had a boom yet. And I think that, you know, that could be a couple of years away.
Yes, and moving on to currencies, the euro rose against the dollar and the yen as a gauge showed the region's services output increased more than initially estimated. And this boosted the speculation that the ECB, the European Central Bank, will refrain from cutting interest rates tonight. What are your thoughts on this?
I think we're due to see a little bit of a bounce back from the euro. And yes, you're right, that services output data, you know, in coupled with other bits and pieces of economic data coming out of the eurozone, I don't really think a rate cut is warranted. And we could also make an argument. I mean, in Europe, we've got rates at 0.5%. I mean, to move it from half to 0.25%, is that going to be the silver bullet that markets are looking for to drag some of these economies out of recession? I think that is highly, highly, highly unlikely. So I would be shocked if the ECB cut rates tonight. I know that there has been some talk that maybe they are about to do it. But as I said, from 0.5 to 0.25, it's going to make... The difference will be absolutely negligible. And really, you know, if there's another shock wave that does hit global markets, and that's the time when we should worry, you know, when everything on the macroeconomic front is looking quite positive, that's when we've got to brace ourselves for one of the left field events to shake markets in a negative sense. So I just can't see why they'd want to cut from 0.5 to 0.25 when that... They might really need to keep the powder dry if something from left field was to strike. So, you know, that combination of events as well, as you said, the services output last night, I seriously think we are in for a little bit of a euro bounce because this talk of a rate cut, I think, it's really putting the cart before the horse and some of this talk is just completely unwarranted. However, we'll certainly look at the outlook statement and, you know, for any hints in that accompanying statement tonight of if and when, you know, what they're thinking in terms of monetary policy. But as for a rate cut tonight, I just can't see it.
Thank you. Ben Lebrun, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney on this morning's Market Watch, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.